44 people lost their homes Tuesday when a Seattle Housing Authority apartment building in West Seattle caught fire. 28 of them, mostly women and children, have been sleeping in a gymnasium at the Delridge Community Center. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
A group of women at the emergency shelter set up by the Red Cross is enjoying a homemade lunch brought by a friend. They serve it on injera bread and paper plates and gladly offer some to visitors who haven't just lost their homes. Hawalol Ahmed was at the grocery store Tuesday afternoon. She came home to find her whole building on fire.
We have our lives and we're thankful for that, but everything we had was in that house and it burned down. So the only thing Seattle Housing can do us for now is give us answers.
Ahmed and her son have lived in the Housing Authority's Lambeau apartments for 3 years. She drives a shuttle van at SeaTac Airport. She says she's frustrated that the Housing Authority isn't putting families with children in a motel instead of cots on a crowded basketball court.
We're sleeping in a shelter, and we don't know what we're going to be after here, what is going to happen after here.
Housing Authority officials say they're working as fast as they can to find replacement housing for everyone who lost a home. Carrie Coughlin is a spokesperson with the Housing Authority.
Our staff are absolutely intending to visit all the families at the shelter as soon as they have information to share, which, as I say, is taking place over the course of these 24 hours.
Red Cross officials say they expect to operate the shelter for a week or as long as there's a need. The Housing Authority says the apartment building is probably a total loss, but the 100-plus firefighters who responded kept the fire from spreading to the neighboring low-income building. Reporting from Delridge, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.